not a dry eye in the house. You didn't leave a single dry eye. Gone too soon, your ex-roommate sends his love with an old snapshot of you at a barbecue, sticking out your tongue. I pass Brian Bird crouched down on an empty patio, one hand still holding on to the broom, the other sweeping your laughter from his eyes, 'cause now you're gone too soon. Jeff's been sketching family of pigeons on the ledge of his apartment nesting. He might convalesce until those eggs hatch with butcher paper and ink wash at the ready, and Noah takes the horse trails through milkweed and bur oaks. A broken sunset spills before him, and you've got the surliest waiters in Omaha, and the kitchen crying into their aprons. Gone too soon, shake off that dusty epithet. Nobody laugh, nobody move, can't you see? I'm trying to take your portrait, wearing your cowboy hat in that linen suit, whistling an old Waylon Jennings tune. We just turned away for a second, it seemed. Now you're gone too soon.
Began to speak, but he read my mind. said, you know me from long ago. Then he turned, I watched him go. I said, my climbing rope is broken, and I cannot stay away. Better fix it, son. No joking. For the Omega day is come.
Bill Fay finishing today's program from Time of the Last Persecution. That was Omega Day. Simon Joyner before that from his songs from A Stolen Guitar, Gone Too Soon. We heard Alexia Avina doing Dewdrop, Plosive with Between 8 and 8:30, accompanied by excerpts from the White Star Orchestra's music as heard on the fateful voyage of the Titanic. Chris Corsano and Bill Orcutt with the great classic from only 4 years ago called She Punched a Hole in the Moon for Me. Only a Mother with Frank Powell doing Dootin' Doy from Riding White Alligators. Mary and the Immaculates with Trip to Jonestown from a split 7-inch with Barbeto Magus. And Arthur Lee at the top of the set from 1972's Weird, Weird Vindicated Rock Record. Every Time I Look Up, I'm Down, or White Dog, I Don't Know What That Means, which is the full title of that track. My name's Scott. I look forward to seeing you next week. Freeform Radio, WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Dinner at Andy's is next.
Welcome to Dinner at Andy's. the radio stunt program for the Now Generation. I'm your co-host, station manager Ken.
I'll be right with you.
And now your host for Dinner at Andy's, the King of the Zingers himself, Andy Breckman, man.
I'll be right with you, buddy. Keep talking.
No, that's it. That's the whole intro.
I'll be right with you.
Thank you to John Dogg for the great intro, the Dinner at Andy's love theme.
Okay, here I am. What's going on? What have I missed?
The program is beginning, has begun.
Okay, how's it going?
It's going great. Only...
I'm here.
Only 56 minutes to go.
Did you do the... Yeah, because Scott ran a little long.
No, we ran...
Let's fire him.
We ran
Call him back in.
We ran the John Dogg theme song.
Oh, you ran it in its entirety?
In its entirety, yeah.
Well, that'll help.
Yep.
We need a longer theme song.
Yeah, your son was going to do us like a 55-minute theme song.
Oh, that's right. He would do a great job. He and his band, the Desperados. They would do a great song.
Tell him to get on it.
That would be amazing.
A 55-minute-long theme song.
Josh, give your dad a week off.
Speaking of original songs, also...
Wouldn't that be great to do a 55-minute theme song and then have the most amazing guest in the world in the studio? We're here with Bill Murray. Oh, I wish we had more time.
You could get us 3 minutes with Bill Murray.
I don't think I could.
Yeah, you could.
No, I could.
You could.
I could.
3 minutes?
Well, I know.
I mean, not, you know, he wouldn't have to physically be here.
I know people who might know people who might know people.
No, you're working on a project that he's involved in.
Tangentially.
Okay.
I don't quite have as much juice as I might pretend to have.
We're only talking 3 minutes. We're talking 3 minutes with Bill Murray.
I wouldn't know where to begin. I guess I would get a birthday candle, wait for my birthday, and make a wish. That would be my way to find Bill Murray.
Oh, come on.
We'd have to wait till my birthday in March.
You're good friends with Jim.
You get one wish a year on your birthday. And I would use it to get Bill Murray here for 3 minutes. Hey, that'd be a great show before my birthday. People can suggest wishes because you get one a year.
Oh, you only get one wish?
Don't you on your birthday when you blow out the candles?
No, I get seven. I don't know why you only get one.
Have they all come true for you? All seven every year?
Usually five.
This is the life you're leading?
Usually five or six out of seven come true. I mean, I've been pretty lucky.
Yeah, if I had that kind of power. I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
I mean, my wishes, you know, I don't...
They're very modest.
I don't wish for much.
Yeah. You wish the office door would stop squeaking?
Oh, no. I would never wish that. The chances of that coming true are very low. I wish to get home tonight without having an accident. Things like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good wish.
I'm not wishing that tonight because I'm giving you a ride home.
Yeah. So your wish tonight is if we're T-boned, it's from the passenger side.
Exactly.
That's your fervent prayer before we drive home.
Hey, so tonight's show is all about songs.
Here's you. So tonight's song, show is all about songs. That's you. That's my impression of you. I'm going to start doing impressions of you.
It's uncanny.
Yeah, it's uncanny. That's you.
Okay. Tonight's program is
close your eyes. See if you can tell who the real Ken Friedman is.
If I close my eyes, I won't be able to tell.
Well, you'll be closing your eyes plenty on the way home. You don't want to see that T-bone accident. All right. So tonight's show is about songs, and next week's show we're also kind of going to pre-produce here.
Yeah, next week what we're doing is we want to recreate the Who rock opera Tommy. And so tonight we would like you to call us and grab a song. There's 22 songs that we're trying to get assigned. Some of them are very short.
Right, lay claim to a song, and then that will be assigned to you. And then next week we'll call you or you'll call in and perform it live over the air.
Yeah. So, like, the shortest song is Miracle Cure, 12 seconds long.
I'll do that one. I'll do it right now.
And we're not going to take it. It's 7 minutes long. So,
dear God, are we going to have to listen to that?
No. A wide variety.
Why don't we limit people to truncate? Why don't we ask people to truncate the song, if possible?
Half the original length?
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. So that's one thing that you can call about tonight, is to volunteer to sing a song or perform a song from the rock opera Tommy next week. I have the whole list of songs here.
And Tommy's that old story. You've heard it a million times. Boy is born. Boy sees his mother having an affair. Boy
takes goes, a ton of acid, right?
Boy goes blind. Boy becomes a pinball wizard.
Takes a ton of acid.
Takes a ton of acid from the acid queen. Yeah. Gets molested by his Uncle Ernie.
Oh, is it Uncle Ernie that does it?
And then he starts a camp, which is like a cult. And
oh, Tommy's holiday camp.
Yeah, and everyone just chants, so we're not going to take it.
I didn't even know about the whole camp cult
thing. You know, it's the oldest story in the world. Boy meets girl. Boy goes blind, deaf, and dumb. Boy becomes a pinball wizard.
Takes a ton of acid.
Takes a ton of acid from Tina Turner.
He would not have become the pinball wizard that he was without the acid.
Wait, you could argue he might have become an even greater pinball wizard.
I don't.
If he wasn't handicapped.
I don't think so.
Well, we'll never know. This is the kind of debates that we'll get into next week.
So we're looking for people to volunteer themselves for a song for next week. You have a whole week.
Can I audition right now?
Go ahead.
It's a boy, Mrs. Walker. It's a boy. A son.
Very good.
That's me auditioning.
Okay.
I'll take
your word for it.
I didn't get the audition. I didn't pass.
Well, we're not looking for people to audition tonight, are we? We're just
No, we're just going to take them on their word. Because they're listening to FMU, we just know they're talented.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Listener Michael.
Hey, Michael. Michael in Boston.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Michael, you are familiar with the rock opera Tommy?
Somewhat. I'd like to claim 1921.
Oh, okay. That's a little ballad early in the
You
opera.
Got it.
Thank
All
you.
Right. You got it, Michael. Get cracking.
Oh, I can't wait to hear Michael's
rendition. Now, we want it to be live, right? Not pre-recorded.
Whatever you say, darling.
Is either one okay if they can play it, if they can pre-record it and then play it over the phone?
Are you really asking me? What are you, whatever you want, honey.
I'll try to pre-record it and then send you a link.
Okay. Yeah, pre-recorded or live. Either way is fine. Thank you, Michael from Boston.
Sure, bye.
Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to do a song from Tommy?
Is this going to be the whole week, just getting people to fill in the...
Oh, this guy says yeah.
Sam the Appraiser.
Oh, hi, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
I could do Pinball Wizard.
There
All
you
right.
go. That's the big breakout
the only
hit.
Song I know from that show.
Sure. There's got to be a twist. Pinball Wizard.
Sam Appraiser.
He's got such a supple wrist.
He plays by sense of smell. This is how I play also.
Yeah, exactly. He plays pinball by sense of smell.
So he had the sense of smell.
It was probably more acute than his other sense, than a normal sense of smell.
Kind of cheating, really.
I wonder if Tommy's sense of humor was also more acute.
He could have played by sense of humor.
He played pinball by sense...
What the hell is that?
Oh, that's
your phone. Jesus. Okay, thank you, Sam the Appraiser.
Hello.
Okay.
Put the speakerphone on, Andy.
I'll take it. I'll just take one. Just sign me up for one.
No, we want three. We want three, please.
My friend Ken is going to take two. So a total of three. Hey, thanks for calling.
What are we getting?
Solar panels on our houses.
Okay.
Done.
Great. That's funny. I've been looking into solar panels.
I find that's the best way to get rid of these calls, these scam calls.
Just buy whatever
they're saying, and they'll leave you alone for a while.
So the other song-related thing we're trying to do tonight is to create a WFMU Do Not playlist for the next week. If there is a song that you have a personal bad connotation with, right? If there's a song that
triggers negative feelings or negative memories, you call and tell us the song, and Ken, the station manager here, will put it for real. He will compile a do not playlist.
Right.
So you can listen to FMU for a week starting tonight and know that it's a safe harbor.
Right. Maybe it's the song that was playing when Andy dragged you into the back of his van and you can't get it out of your head.
That would be Eve of Destruction.
Oh, is that what's playing in the back of the van?
What's in a constant loop on my van?
But they might have been wearing headphones when you grabbed them.
I believe at some point in the afternoon they will have heard snippets of Eve of Destruction.
Okay, so if you're one of the survivors, then...
That would be Kyle.
Yeah, okay. If you're Kyle...
Yeah.
And you call...
He's a rascal.
We will put it on the Do Not playlist. I will send out a memo to the WFMU
staff. Let me tell you something about Kyle. He's fast. He can run.
Yeah. So oh, is it? Was that his secret weapon? That he could run faster than you?
We're at 201-209-9368. So if you have a song that triggers a bad memory, bad feelings, Ken will put it on the Do Not playlist, which means for a week, you can listen to FMU knowing, secure, reassured, you're not going to hear that bad song. You know what? I did think of a song, seriously, that triggers bad memories for me.
What is it?
It's kind of recent. When, you know, Bethy had a tough diagnosis last year.
Yes.
She's fine now. God bless.
That's good.
But when she got diagnosed, that evening, I couldn't get Paul McCartney's Yesterday out of my head. All I could think of was just yesterday, everything was fine. And now I'm dealing with the... Beth and I are dealing with this.
Done and Done, Yesterday by the Beatles.
So the song still, you know, it's so funny. I didn't even think of it till we were on the air, but the song still does trigger those feelings and those negative memories.
Yeah.
So I'd love to know if I ever listened to FMU this week, which would be solely by accident.
Right.
You know, sometimes you're...
No, it does happen.
Sometimes you're flipping the dials and it lands on 91.1. You want it accidentally. It happens. It's good to know that I won't be hearing that song. It triggers a bad memory for me.
All right, well, then I'm going to add one.
What song triggers a bad memory for you?
A Day in the Life of a Tree by the Beach Boys.
What happened when you heard that song?
I was out of town when my beloved dog Rooster died suddenly, and I don't know if that song was on when I got the news, but I very quickly, for some reason, started associating that song with Rooster. And I would actually drive around and cry over my dead dog Rooster.
The loss of your dog. How recently was this?
Oh, it was 5 years ago.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry. Yeah. Dogs are like family.
They are.
I'm really sorry.
They're better than family.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to
say.
Yeah.
I mean, you're with them every day.
Yeah.
All night long.
Yeah. They don't just sit there and correct you all evening.
Yeah. So those are the first two songs on the Do Not playlist. And we're looking...
So I know I'm not going to hear Yesterday by the Beatles for a week?
Yep.
Wow.
I don't know the last time we played it anyway. Do you want me to check that?
No, who cares?
No, who cares, yeah.
But...
Right. Who cares?
But it's good to know. I can now listen to FMU. It's a safe harbor. Because the last thing we want for our listeners is negative feelings. It's bad feelings.
Right.
Right?
Right.
We want them to know when they tune in, it's just sunshine and lollipops.
Unicorns, too.
Rainbows.
Rainbows and unicorns. And sunshine and lollipops. And crabs.
And Lou Reed.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you want to claim a song from Tommy, or do you have a song to put on the Do Not playlist?
I don't have a specific song in mind. I don't remember it. However, station manager himself has played it on his morning show on Wednesdays. And it even said on the CD itself, do not play this track. It was by Iggy Pop. I don't remember the name, but it was Iggy Pop singing a line, and then the chorus repeating the line throughout the whole song.
And
station manager himself completely flipped out and said absolutely not.
Are you following the story?
I have no idea what song you're talking about.
Are you saying this is an Iggy Pop song that upset you, that made you sad?
Oh, no, it didn't make me sad, but it was definitely terrible.
Oh, and, no, we're not looking for bad songs. Oh, I'm sorry,
we specialize in bad songs.
No, this is not, yeah, we can't ban bad songs from FMU.
What would we do?
What would we do? We'd be suddenly an all-sports station overnight. Thanks for calling. He got very close to the subject at hand.
Yeah, no, he was circling it.
He was tantalizingly close to our topic. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Mansoor Booty Grabber is a song that you could find somebody to perform.
Yeah, but We're not looking for somebody to perform it. See, we have two different things going on here. We're looking for people to perform songs from Tommy.
Oh, thank God. I've been so confused. Were there two different things going on?
Yeah, two different things going on.
So we're planning next week's show where we're going to be recreating Tommy song for song.
But it's funny that you say Dr. Booty Grabber, because somebody did once yell at me in the WFMU stairwell for playing that song.
I'm just trying to work it into next week's show.
No,
somehow
it's not going
to
happen.
And if the woman who screamed at me for playing Dr. Booty Grabber called, then we could put it on the no call list, the no playlist.
Why, she was offended by the song?
Very. Oh, it's an offensive song.
It's pretty good.
But sometimes you can't resist grabbing the booty. I mean, no human. We're only human.
Tell me about it.
And there's the booty.
Yeah.
Within grabbing distance,
right?
No jury in the world would convict us if that woman wasn't on it.
Well, this is a doctor, too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I said he was in a position of power, Dr. Booty Grabber.
Yeah.
And he took advantage of that position of power. It wasn't exactly a consensual relationship.
Were they anesthetized?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's what I would do.
Oh, well, hang on.
Here's the doctor's big mistake.
Okay. Steering fluid. Handkerchief and mason jar. Got it. Okay.
You think those divers in the cave in Thailand were feeling some booty when those kids were sleeping?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Did you see the Ron Howard movie?
I did.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, they cut all the booty grabbing.
Jesus.
They had volunteers flying in from all over the world. We understand there are some sleeping Thai boys.
That was Elon Musk.
We'd like to get in on that. Well, you have to swim to a cave for 5 hours. Done. Done and done.
So,
yeah, Elon Musk sent a special submarine called the USS Booty Grabber.
Oh, we have fun. Gosh, we have fun.
Well, we're looking for somebody who's been personally traumatized by Dr. Booty Grabber, and then we can add it to the Do Not playlist.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
So wait, we have A and B. We have two different things going on.
Right.
We're trying to schedule next week's show. We're looking for people that are going to perform songs from Tommy.
Right. Right now we only have 2 out of 22 songs.
Well, I'll do one. I'll do extra read all about it. Miracle Cure.
Miracle Cure.
It's only 20 seconds. And then we're looking for songs to add to our Do Not playlist.
Yeah, we're looking. And from Tommy, there's some really great songs still available. Tommy, Can You Hear Me? Fiddle About. The Acid Queen. It's a Boy. I'm Free. We're Not Going to Take It. So many great songs.
Now, was The Acid Queen, was that added written just for the movie?
I don't think so.
Or that was on the original album?
I think it was on the original album. I'm not sure, though.
I might be right.
Yeah, Tommy is a gap. It's a gap in my classic rock knowledge.
It was the first concert I'd ever been to.
Really?
Yeah, at the Electric Factory in Philly.
No kidding.
Yep.
Huh.
I yelled, play Tommy.
But that's what they were there.
And they did.
That's what they were there to perform. I mean, that was
Shut up. 201-209-9368. I really impressed my friends. They came out on stage, ladies and gentlemen, The Who, and I yelled, play Tommy.
And they did.
They did for an hour.
Well timed.
And then I yelled, you're welcome, to the audience.
Hi, you're on the air.
Unbelievable luck getting through. How did it happen?
I'll tell you why that's funny. No one's calling. Are you calling for next week's show to lay claim to a Tommy song?
Yes, and I've never listened to Tommy. I'm not a huge fan of The Who, but I do volunteer to take a song, but you're going to have to assign one.
Okay. What do you play?
I play a number of instruments, trombone being the instrument that I play the best.
Trombone. I think this is the man for the Acid Queen.
Perfect, on trombone.
What's your name, sir?
Sam.
Sam. We have
Sam the trombonist.
We have two Sams next week.
All right. So you're doing the Acid Queen.
Are you going to pre-record it, Sam, and send it in, or are you going to do it live?
I'm not sure yet. I'll listen to the song and then decide.
Okay, sounds good. I'm glad you have that one covered.
Great. Thank you. Great. Thank you, trombonist Sam.
201-209-9368. So we're going to do Tommy next week, but this week we're compiling a do not playlist if a song has triggered negative feelings.
Yeah, right now the songs that are on the do not playlist are Yesterday by the Beatles and A Day in the Life of a Tree by the Beach Boys. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, yeah, so I heard like the Dr. Booty Toucher this morning and
Dr. Booty Grabber.
Like, yeah, Dr. Booty Grabber. I was listening to it in the car with my children.
Yep.
My daughter keeps asking Alexa to play it, but that's not the song I want to put on the Do Not playlist. She's really into the song called The Hamburger Song. So if please do not play The Hamburger Song this week.
Well, what?
But your daughter loves it so.
Yeah, what has...
She loves it. This is like a viral song for like elementary school children.
And you would, and it would bring up negative feelings in you.
This brings up the worst feelings.
The Hamburger Song.
Yeah, please.
Do you know who the artist is? Song.
Well, almost everyone's covered it, Ken.
Okay. So all versions, all right. All versions.
The your catalog of the Hamburger Song cover.
It's on the Do Not playlist.
I believe Bob
Thank
Weir.
Thank you very much.
Thank
it
you.
Appreciate it.
I believe Bob Weir now opens every concert.
Oh, with whatever he's calling the Grateful Dead these days?
Yeah, this week, yeah, Hamburger Song.
What are they calling themselves?
I don't know. My son-in-law is a fan and went to a recent show. And then, what's his name, is filling in for Jerry Garcia?
Trey Anastasio?
No. Oh, I'm blanking.
Adam Lambert?
Oh, why did I even open my mouth?
I don't know.
But he said, but Brian swore, but it was, the guy did a good job.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air?
You are, you're on the air.
You can imagine how we feel, if you're excited.
Oh, sweet. I want to put them on the Do Not... The Do Not playlist.
Can okay. do. That's why we're here.
What song is it, and what did this song do to you?
John Mayer. John Mayer. Wait, hold on, sir. Hold on, sir. It's John Mayer.
I can't hear you.
John Mayer filling in for Jerry Garcia.
I can't hear you.
I'm sitting right here.
Right.
It's John Mayer.
I don't recognize that name.
John.
He's just like, blah, 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 blah.
That's what I sound like to you?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
When you say that name, yeah.
John Mayer?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Wait.
Oh, wait, I know who you're thinking of. Sebastian blah, blah, blah. That's who you're confusing him with. A lot of people mix them up.
Is it Sebastian?
Sebastian, yeah, it's his brother. Juan and Sebastian blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
They were great.
I'm just trying to put them on Do Not playlist.
Okay, what's your song, sir?
I got it's called Why I Love the Moon by the Phony People. Yeah.
Why I Love the Moon by the Phony People. And what did this song do to you?
So, my really, really, really crazy ex, that was the first song this girl recommended to me. I was like, oh, my God. So, I was like, I do not want to hear that. Please, I want the safe space y'all were talking about.
That was not a red flag back then. So, your really, really, really crazy ex, as opposed to his really crazy ex.
No, yeah, she was wicked. She tried breaking down my door and stuff, like, in front of my family.
Wow.
Yeah, she was wicked.
She should have just driven her car through your door.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
She wasn't even trying. And where is she?
And then she went and slept with my college mate afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we have a big surprise for you. We have this ex of yours on the other line. Can you hold on? We'd love to get you guys back together.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, that's me. That's me being funny.
All right, we have added your song to the Do Not playlist.
Oh, sweet.
Thank you.
Thank you.
His really, really, really crazy ex recommended that song to him.
Yeah, so naturally it brings back bad memories.
Remember the time she tried to break down his door?
I do.
201-209-9368.
So I told her, stay in the truck. You'll have much better luck getting inside in the truck. Hey, you added Yesterday by the Beatles to the Do Not playlist, and I was just remembering there was a TV movie with Dick Van Dyke in which he plays a terrible alcoholic. Do you remember that movie? He has DTs and hallucinations.
Dear God.
And he was upset. The character in the movie was obsessed with that song.
Thanks for sharing that, Ken. You know, yeah. I get one show a week.
Yeah.
201-209-9368. Can I add now 2 minutes to my show?
No.
Can I end at 7:02?
I think that only took about 20 seconds.
It felt like 2 minutes.
Hi, you're on the air. Hey, you're on the air. We're adding songs to the Do Not playlist or getting assignments from Tommy.
Or remembering random TV movies starring Dick Van Dyke.
It wasn't Cold Turkey. Cold Turkey was another Dick Van Dyke movie.
201-209-9368.
It was The Morning After. That's what it was called. The Morning After.
All right, I'm getting the next time slot from 7 to 8.
Hi, you're on the air.
Only TV movies?
No, any Dick Van Dyke movie.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, please, no.
Well, what about TV shows?
Well,
we can't add. We don't play TV shows.
I know.
Yeah,
we play
songs.
Hi, did you miss me?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, how's your week?
Do you know who this is?
Well, I'm guessing it's Pam.
I know it's Pam.
Who else?
I don't have to guess.
Who else would be talking so sweetly to us?
So Pam, I want you to take an assignment from Tommy and also give us a song for the Do Not playlist.
Are you familiar with that rock opera, Pam?
I could whistle. Maybe that's about it.
That's good enough for us.
What? Oh no, I have a dingy do. I have a thumb.
An umbira.
Umbira, yeah.
Yeah, an umbira.
I should know that.
Okay, so you have a week. You have a week to learn a song on your dingy do.
I don't know about that.
Okay, what song?
Tommy, can you hear me? You should do Tommy. Tommy, can you hear me, Pam? That's your song.
What?
You're going to do Tommy, Can You Hear Me? Because it's a perfect song for the umbira.
No.
All right?
No, it is.
No.
No, Pam, it actually would be fun. Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's just a very simple melody line.
Tommy, can you hear me?
You can play it on the thumb piano, no problem. It's only a minute.
I'll try.
It's a minute long.
If I can't do it, I will email you, Ken, and you can get somebody else to do it.
No, you'll do great. I'll sing along with you, Pam, next week. It'll be great.
Yeah, let me see if I have a meeting. I couldn't join last week because I had a meeting.
Pam has a job.
Yeah, I do have a job, actually.
Are you sure she has a job? Maybe she just has meetings.
True. It's not a particular song, though. I can't, quite honestly, sorry, Ken, but Scheiße Flauke, like, it just hurts my ears. I have to, like, turn it down or turn it off.
Oh, no pooey flute, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's not quite on topic.
I mean, just because it's annoying, I mean, that's kind of why I play it.
All right, fine.
We were looking for...
I can't really think of one that... I think I've blocked it all out. Like, any song that I have bad memories from, I've just blocked it out.
Well, did you and an ex-boyfriend have what you called your song? And then every time you hear it?
Well, I guess I could think about my dead boyfriend.
Yeah, your dead boyfriend. What was his favorite song?
Well, it's a song that I associate with him, which is Fisherman's Blues.
Fisherman's Blues, by who?
By that band, the Water Boys.
By the Water Boys.
Okay.
Now, Pam, when you hear the song, does it bring back positive memories of him, or is it?
It does.
Oh well, then.
But it's sad. It's sad because he's not with us anymore.
Yes, but she can handle it. Death is it's a circle.
I can because I know Andy's there for me.
Yeah,
Fisherman's Blues make you tear up a little bit, Pam?
Yes.
There we go. It's on the Do Not playlist.
But you have to have some pain in life.
Oh, then why don't we just start playing Yesterday by the Beatles nonstop?
Oh, I see. Good point. Well played. Checkmate, Ken.
All right. Thanks, Pam.
Hey, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Pam, we really brought her down.
That's our job. That's why we're here.
She started off so happy on that call, and by the end... We reminded her of her dead ex.
It's our strength. We got to go with our strength.
Yeah.
I didn't know Pam lost a lover.
So we're looking to add songs that have harmed you to the Do Not playlist, and we're looking to give out assignments for next week's listener version of Tommy.
We're looking to end 10 minutes early.
No point in you getting off early because I'm giving you a ride home tonight. Right? So what would you do?
Well played.
What would you do if you left early?
You move that queen down the board? I have no move available.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show.
Hey, boys. Nice to hear you again.
Hi,
how
Aaron.
Are you?
Hey, Aaron, how are you? Aaron, are you going to join us next week for Tommy, or are you here to add a song to our Genoa
playlist? Here is the fatal flaw that will put you dead in the water. What if someone requests to ban the entire Tommy album?
No can do. You would have to have been wronged by the entire opera.
Well, by next week, of course, the Do Not Playlist won't apply.
Oh, it won't?
Well,
I would say the Do Not Playlist begins at 7 o'clock tonight.
I would say it. Well, fine. What am I going to do? I'm so afraid. I'm living now in fear of Dick Van Dyke TV movie stories.
Okay. Thanks, boys. Love the show.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron. That's a good point, though. Somebody has to do is name one song from Tommy to derail next week's show.
Well, no, because they could name an instrumental, because we're not doing those. We have five songs assigned from Tommy. We have five songs added to the Do Not Playlist.
Well, let's go. We have a full phone bank.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you love the show. You can't believe you got through.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How you doing?
Good. I wonder if I could get Billy the Mountain by Frank Zappa Band.
Oh, what did that song do to you?
I lost my virginity to it, and I want it back.
Nah. No can do. Hi, you're on the air.
We should actually remind people not to be funnier than us.
Right.
Because what? Then why would we even show up if the listeners are funnier than us?
Good point.
We're driving the bus. We're leading this band.
So you liked it. It was a Frank Zappa joke, but you liked it.
Well, I know he was trying to be funny.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. I had a question about the Tommy request.
Uh-huh.
Can I just do the last bit of We're Not Going to Take It, where we have See Me until the end of the song?
Sure.
Can I do like the See Me part?
See Me.
See Me.
Well, I think you gotta cover We're Not Going to Take It a little bit.
Well, didn't you already assign that?
No. Because that's, you know, that's...
Well, I think what this caller, if I may call her, I think this caller is calling because he doesn't play an instrument. He just wants to do that a cappella.
Yeah, I'm pretty amateur.
Yeah, he just wants to do that voice in the wilderness, the vocal.
All right, I'll put you down for See Me, Hear Me at the end of We're Not Going to Take It. What's your name?
Jake.
Okay, Jake, you're on.
Oh, that's great.
Man, get that falsetto working.
All right. Okay. Yep. We're on it.
Okay. Thanks, Jake. I mean, the rock opera doesn't make any sense without We're Not Going to Take It, because that's the uprising at Tommy's Holiday.
That rock opera makes no sense from top to bottom. It's nuts.
What are you talking about?
If it wasn't the first rock opera, it would have been panned off. It would have been completely ridiculed and off the charts. But there was no other rock opera to compare it to. It's nuts. It's off the charts nuts.
Didn't the Kinks kind of, you know...
But that had to follow Tommy. You mean Arthur and
yeah, they
did and the merry-go... And the one about the record business?
Well, they did a whole Money Go Round with the album with Lola.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess this was more opera-like. But Jesus Christ Superstar, that was a rock opera. Did that not precede Tommy?
Well, if you tell me which one came first, I can tell you which one preceded the other.
I can't possibly tell you that unless there's a Dick Van Dyke TV movie about it. Then I can give you the answer. Phone number here is 201-209-9368 if you'd like an assignment from the rock opera Tommy. We're performing it next week. You're performing it next week. Or we're adding songs to the WFMU Do Not Playlist if there is a song that has harmed you.
And can I also take a moment to ask if anyone is part of a cheerleader squad or is a cheerleader and has friends who can cheerlead with them.
Right.
We're looking to bring cheerleaders to Jersey City. I will pay for parking. I will pay for dinner. I'll keep my distance.
Damn. Parking and dinner for a whole cheerleading squad.
Yes.
That's a lot.
It is?
Yeah, if they all arrive separately and then they all order two drinks and a steak. Damn. That's a big bill.
Every cheerleader is going to have two drinks and a steak?
Well, I would hope so, once they find out that it's all for free. Three drinks.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
So we're looking for a cheerleading squad that wants to come down and cheer us on, and then you get sloshed after the show is over.
Anything from the left side of the menu?
The left side of the menu. Mm. Phone number is 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air.
Good evening. Can't believe I got reservations to go through.
I really can't believe you got through.
Yeah, it's a real thrill for us, too.
But actually tying in that, I think just generally songs that have scarred, it's just general fight songs for schools.
Hmm? What?
You know, like the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. You know, just your marching band stuff is very close to a Ken that you played on your show.
Is he talking about songs that trigger him?
Are you talking about a song that has hurt you?
That has a bad connotation.
And what song is that?
Just general fight songs for schools that peppy.
But what specific does it? What specific memories?
We can't ban all marching band songs. We play too many.
No, not marching band songs. Just fight songs. School fight songs.
What would Ken do with his new John Philip Sousa hour on Tuesday nights? Hey, thanks for calling. Now we say thank you. Now we say thank you. Just hang up. That's how you do it. Now you just go to the next call. Just go to the next call. No comment. Don't need to comment. Next call. Hi, you're on the air.
You're on the air.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hey. All right.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Patrick.
Doesn't matter what their name is.
Hi.
Doesn't matter. Just go.
Sorry, I take that back.
Are they calling to be part of our Tommy?
Why didn't you ask them? Oh, why are you just telling me what to do?
This guy Patrick makes me shy.
Patrick, are you calling to add a song to the Do Not playlist or to get an assignment?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the song that hurt you? We're gonna get revenge.
By Fleetwood Mac.
What is it?
I know you guys played a lot, so.
What song?
Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Oh yeah.
And why does that bring up negative feelings, Patrick?
Just a lot of eras of that. I don't think we have time.
Players only.
Yeah, nonetheless.
Players only love you when they're playing. That hits home, huh?
That's part of it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that you got hurt.
You're not going to tell us what happened.
Appreciate that.
What?
You mean nothing happened.
What the song Dreams did to you. Well, it hurt you.
It's probably me. Probably more about me than the song.
Well, I can sense the pain, so it goes on the list.
He's been hurt, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks for sharing, Patrick. Or almost sharing. Thanks for almost sharing.
I appreciate you helping me learn the ropes tonight.
That's why I'm here, my friend.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Now you say hi. Now ask them.
Yeah, hi.
Ask them why they're calling.
Why are you calling?
Oh, I can't hear you too well.
Why are you calling?
Yeah, speak
Hello?
Louder.
What's
Hello?
The... Why are you calling, sir?
Why am I calling? My name is Mark G. from Astoria.
I don't care.
On Tommy.
Tommy.
What song?
I'm on the air.
What song would you like to claim?
Yep, you're on the air.
I don't know Tommy too well. Although I did see it, I think it was on TCM like 4 to 6 weeks ago.
The movie version.
But I would sing one of the songs, part one or whatever.
Okay, just pick a song, Kenny.
How about Do You Think It's All Right? That's
okay,
a shorty.
I'm going to write that down.
No, that's too short. That's too short. It's a boy.
Oh, that's
It's a boy.
That's so you'll be kicking things off for us.
Yeah. And what's your name again?
Mark G. From Astoria. We've met before.
Mark G. from Astoria.
You don't remember meeting Mark G.?
Oh, I do.
You're from Astoria, right?
I was at the record fair a while back, and you gave me a Paul McCartney record.
Yeah, it was at the record fair. Don't you remember? You gave him a. It was like a George Harrison record or McCartney.
It was McCartney.
That's right.
I can't remember which one.
At the record fair.
Wait, what's the song again?
It's called "It's a Boy."
It's a boy. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm there.
It's the second song in.
Well, this can't go wrong. Yeah. This can't go badly next week. I can't imagine how that'll go sideways.
Thanks, Mark.
Do I have to be here next week?
Yes.
But I don't have to listen, do I?
Yeah, well, you have to perform Miracle Cure. You volunteered for that.
I can do it right now. Hi, thanks for calling. You love the show.
I guess I should volunteer to do something because we're really hurting. We only have 15 minutes left, and we at least have one song from each side, each of the four sides.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll fill in the gaps.
Yeah. Should I volunteer for one?
Why don't we have the lyrics here, and we can recite lyrics?
We're not reciting nothing. We're singing.
Singing.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, do you think I could fall asleep on the air?
We've talked about this many.
I bet I could.
I don't think you could.
Oh, I bet I could.
If you had your headphones on and you had to listen to what I was saying and what the callers were saying, I bet you could not fall asleep. That's my bet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, who's this?
Can't believe I was able to get a table.
Who's this?
This is Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Ann, why are you calling tonight?
Well, I don't have a particular song, but the entire group, the entire catalog of the Beach Boys.
What did they do to you?
Yeah.
How did they harm you?
Unless it's a shred.
What's going on?
She wants to add every single Beach Boys song.
Because tell me why.
Yes.
I kind of tuned out for a minute. Tell me why.
Why is it, Ann? Why do you hate the Beach Boys so?
Oh my gosh! I think it's the vocals, the voices.
Oh,
it's,
she just doesn't like them. It's not
so
her
grating.
Taste.
Oh, the harmonies.
But how do you explain this, Ann? If I may,
the melodies and the harmonies.
How do you explain this? It's a great, great band. How do you explain that then?
No.
Ann doesn't like them. Well,
no.
Ann,
no,
what
no.
we're looking for, we're looking for a specific song that harmed you.
That
makes you feel terrible. Now.
Yeah, we can't.
All of them.
No, we can't.
When they come on the radio, instantly I go, oh, this is Beach Boys.
No can do.
You know what? I met the Beach Boys once, and I told them all about you, Ann, and they dig you. They really love you. That's why this is so hard to hear.
The song California Girls is mostly about Ann.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Hey, bye, Ann.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm not married to Ann, am I?
Let me check.
Because that would be hard, because I do love the Beach Boys.
No. Hi, you're on the air.
Beth barely tolerates the Beach Boys.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Wow, fabulous. Yeah, I can hear you.
Perfect.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, too.
Great.
Andy.
Well, thanks for calling.
All right. It's a perfect setup for a telephone radio conversation. Moving on. Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, you disconnected that guy?
That was a mistake. I thought the whole point.
He sounded so nice.
He did.
He sounded so great.
And everybody could hear each other.
He sounded so rational. I can see why he repelled you.
For a split second there, I thought we were just...
No, call back, whoever you were.
Testing the system out. Hi, you're on the air.
We're never going to get a caller that good again.
Hi, you're on the air.
That guy had everything.
Welcome to Dinner at Andy's. You're on the air. It's you. What? Why do we have this problem? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
What would I think if I was listening to this?
Hey, how's it going, Andy?
I don't know how it's going.
Andy's not sure how it's going.
I didn't know there'd be a pop quiz today.
I love you, Andy. Yeah. I really do, man. I love you.
Yeah, thanks. That means the world to me.
Is this Scott?
You're great. No, this is not Scott.
What's your name?
That comes up a lot lately, though.
Yeah, a lot of people think you're Scott.
Oh, I don't know. You can call me whatever you like.
Okay.
Ken, is there a gun in the studio?
But hey, listen.
Yeah.
Every time I hear the song, any kind of version, you know, of the song Free Bird, I have a seizure. Knocking things off the wall and hurting myself.
And why?
Not
tell me.
Good.
Tell me why. What happened the first time you heard?
Yeah.
Free Bird?
Yeah. How did this start?
I don't know. It's something with my electrical circuitry. It kind of just goes awry whenever any kind of version.
Say thank
of the song
you. Thanks
Free
for
Bird
say thank you for
on.
Calling. Say thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Now hang up.
Yeah, he was fibbing.
Yeah.
He was fibbing because...
We had one grown-up, rational caller. One well-adjusted caller. He sounded employed. I bet he had a circle of friends.
I think he's called back. I think this is going to be him. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My song is Toot Toot Tootsie by Al Jolson.
What did it do to you?
He just hates it.
My father used to play it very loudly at night.
Really?
So it kept me awake.
Oh, that's okay. Well, there's a story.
There you go.
That's kind of on topic.
Your dad played Toot Toot Tootsie loud at night. And it woke
very
you
loud
up
at night while drinking scotch and dancing around.
Wow. Well, let your dad sounds like a fun guy.
Let me tell you something. There are worse things for dads to do late at night.
Yeah.
That's not the worst thing.
No, no, no.
It's the second worst thing.
And I don't think I've ever heard Al Jolson on WFMU, so maybe it won't be hard.
All right. But, I think he's been played. I think Al Jolson's been played many times, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's bad, we've played it.
I'm going to say, oh, man, a zillion times. A zillion times we've played Al Jolson.
Well, not you won't be hearing Toot Toot Tootsie goodbye this week.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
I do know that song, Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye.
Yeah.
How do I know it?
Dave the Spaz has played a ton of...
Also, I live right across the street from that guy.
Al Jolson.
That guy's father used to play it almost every night.
Oh, my God, I've played Al Jolson. I didn't even realize.
What did you play, Mammy?
No, I played The Spaniard That Blighted My Life. Al Jolson and Bing Crosby together. It's a duet.
And what time's your show on Wednesday mornings?
It's on 9 a.m. to noon. Thanks for asking, Andy.
You're welcome.
Every Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. to noon.
Note to self, induce comas.
There I am.
Wednesday mornings.
Doug Shulkin's played a ton of Al Jolson on his program, Give the Drummer Some. Of course, the Antique Phonograph music program with Mac played more Al Jolson than anybody.
I know they probably have played him on the Al Jolson Rainbow Comedy Hour, Sundays at 10.
Ironically, that program never played Al Jolson.
Man, I bet people were disappointed.
I think that program was misnamed.
they were talking about a different Al Jolson.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. There's a song that really makes me sick when I hear it.
Stick, okay.
It's, I've seen fun, I've seen rain.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
Now you don't...
But what did it...
Okay.
Fire and Rain by James Taylor, we get it. But what did that song do to you? What happened?
I knew people that were smart, that I respected in college and stuff, and they would... liked it. They listened to it.
Yeah.
And it was just so disgusting.
But like, you just didn't like it. That's
so
not
betrayed.
Clear. It's not because they were smart and liked music you didn't like.
I was like, how can you listen to that? You know,
he felt betrayed.
Well, you know, James Taylor, he really suffered. You know, he wrote about the actual real pain that he experienced.
Yeah, a friend of his killed herself. And then he walked out this morning and he wrote down that song. But get this.
So it wasn't such a bad day. The day was not a total loss because
he just can't remember who to send it to.
Well, I mean,
yeah, he wrote a hit song.
It was a big hit.
Yeah.
So in a way,
yeah.
Looking back on that day, it's
lucky break for him.
It's a great day.
What makes it a little worse is that it's a hit. It's like
I'll tell you, my career was handicapped. I didn't know any girls that killed themselves. What was I supposed to do?
Oh, you had other tragedies.
Well, I just ended up writing about Railroad Bill.
All right, Sam. Hey, we're looking forward to hearing your Tommy song next week, which is Pinball Wizard, in a way the biggest song
Should
of the whole
be
thing.
Should it be a cappella or like with instruments?
If it's up to you, however you want to do it.
If you can really
produce
it.
Like a track without the lyrics, like with the background or something?
Whatever makes you happy. You guys can do it.
To do karaoke?
You could do karaoke if you want. However you want to handle it, Sam. Up to you.
I'm sure the Elton John version, there's a karaoke version.
Okay. We're moving on, Sam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I called earlier and requested Dreams be put on the Do Not playlist.
Yeah, it's on.
I should have added just the 2004 remaster. The other versions are fine.
Okay. 2004 remaster.
You mean the version where the enhanced bass line seems to upset you the most?
Yeah, the original Rumors version, I'm sure, was fine. I was going to say it's a good song.
But we all had crushes on Little Stevie Nicks, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely.
She was kind of, to me, a white witch.
Welsh witch.
The white Welsh witch. "Hey, White Welch Witch," I used to yell when I went to when I went to Fleetwood Mac concert. Let's hear more from the White Welch Witch. And then, man, did they hate me. The row, not just the row in front of me, but the, like the three or four rows all in front of me. They hated me.
I'm surprised that you were not escorted out of the arena.
Well, I got, there was one concert I got like four songs in before they escorted me out.
Wow.
Where's the White Welch Witch? More from her.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Pam again. I don't have to sing, do I? Do I have to do the whole song?
No, you don't have to sing, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
You don't want me to sing.
No, I now I really want you to sing.
Yeah.
Now that you've built yourself up like this.
Yeah, now everybody's going to tune in wanting you to sing.
So, no, you can do a version without singing it.
Okay, and I have to do the whole thing?
Pam. Well, it's only 90 seconds long.
Oh, I know.
Pam, whatever makes you... We don't want you to be very uncomfortable. We want you to be just slightly uncomfortable.
Slightly. Andy, will you sing along?
I will do whatever I need to do to keep you on the phone.
Really?
Yes.
To make me happy?
To make you happy.
To make me feel better after getting me down?
Well, you'll be celebrating anyway because there's no meetings that day.
True.
It's going to be a
great
day.
One in the morning.
Hey, good luck at the meeting. Don't raise your hand. Don't volunteer anything at that meeting until you're sure that everyone will agree with you.
I'm getting free food, and hopefully I won't get COVID so I can actually win the prize next year.
Oh, that's right. We still have that who's going to go the longest without COVID.
Yeah.
You still haven't had COVID?
Nope. Knock on wood. Where's some wood?
Maybe all that knocking on wood is what's keeping the COVID at bay.
It might be.
Thanks for calling.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Thanks, Pam.
Knock wood.
All right, yeah, bye.
Yeah, it was. We should revisit that and see who still hasn't had COVID.
To update our list.
I'm still in the running.
You have not had COVID?
Nope. I know you're going to say I probably have had it, but
I hope the cheerleaders don't give it to you. We need those cheerleaders. If you're in a cheerleading squad or know some cheerleaders or have cheerleaders living across the street from you or catty corner to you across the street.
Andy's offering to pay for their parking as well as their dinner and drinks.
Yeah, well, we'll go family style on the dinner.
At the City Diner.
That's right.
Not far from WFMU.
And I will keep my distance. I know people that know young girls probably are worried about that.
Yes.
But I've raised, how many daughters have I raised?
A lot. Three?
At least
three. I've lost track.
At least three.
Yeah.
I can name them.
I can name them.
I can name all my kids.
I think I can too.
Josh, Rachel, Julie, Molly, Evan.
Damn.
That's it. I know. I'm pretty sure I'm right.
No, congratulations that you came up with Evan, because I was thinking, like, is he gonna say Evan? Like,
I can name all my kids and one kink.
That I can't believe.
Josh, Rachel, Julie, Molly, Evan, Ray.
Damn, pretty good.
Well, I don't have Alzheimer's.
Well, last call of the night. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring it home, last call. Bring it home, baby.
So my song that triggers me is MacArthur Park.
And what happened? What did that song do to you?
He just didn't like it.
I was very young when the song came out. Okay. I heard it on the radio. And, of course, it intrigued me because it had cake in it, and nobody could explain to me, no adult could explain to me what the damn song meant.
And does it actually bring you down when you hear that song?
It does, because it just reinforces my disappointment in humanity.
Reinforces his disappointment in Donna Summers.
All right, MacArthur Park is that Richard Harris, I think? Yeah.
I think
that's the version I first heard. But
yeah.
Oh, Richard Harris, okay.
Okay. You got it. It's on the Do Not playlist. Thank you.
You're the best.
And here's the other songs on the Do Not playlist. Yesterday, A Day in the Life of a Tree by the Beach Boys. The Hamburger Song. Why I Love the Moon by the Phony People. Fisherman's Blues by the Water Boys. Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, the 2004 remastered version. Tootsie by Al Jolson and MacArthur Park.
You won't hear any of those songs on FMU for 1 week.
I'm sending a memo out to staff tonight.
I want to get that memo. I want to see that memo.
Okay, I'll send it to you also. And then we have about six or seven songs assigned from The Who's album Tommy. And if you would like to do a song, You have a whole week to practice and or record it. Email me, ken@wfmu.org, and I can give you an assignment. There's still about 15 songs left over here. Some of them are quite short. Smash the Mirror, only a minute 30.
Smash the Mirror. Gosh, this was fun. Thanks for being here with me, Ken.
Thanks to Jeremiah for a difficult newsletter, because I could not remember. It's the first time ever that's happened, that I forgot what we said we were going to do. I was trying to wake you up when I was on the air this morning. I was trying to call you.
Yeah, I probably was sleeping late.
Yeah, I was having technical problems. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fibash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, baby. I'm just worried and upset. Why do you do me like you do? I do all I can for you, and you just worry me. Every night about this time, the same thing happened. I just can't help it.
Every night about this time, go to bed to keep from crying. Oh, every night about this time, go to bed to keep from crying. his ship out on the sea. Praying for her each night that she would come back home to me. Life and love is right. I hope she come back home tonight.